Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at something that, well, for all its vital importance, often operates completely out of sight, out of mind. Forkless tires.
Mm-hmm.
We usually picture the powerful engine, maybe the heavy lifting forks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about the parts that actually make contact with the ground, these sort of unsung heroes facilitating every single movement?
It's so true. And what's fascinating here is that these seemingly simple components, they're actually complex marvels of engineering. They fundamentally dictate not just how a forklift performs,
right,
but also how safely it operates and, you know, how efficiently it moves materials around. Getting a deep understanding of these can genuinely prevent costly downtime.
And improve safety.
Exactly. And ensure worker safety, which is just, well, non-negotiable in any industrial setting.
Absolutely. Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is to cut through some of the jargon, try and extract the most important insights from the sources we've looked at on forklift tire types, their specific applications, essential maintenance.
And the pros and cons, yeah.
And the pros and cons, definitely. So whether you're managing a warehouse, maybe working in logistics, or honestly just curious about how the industrial world turns, you're going to come away from this deep dive with some seriously valuable takeaways.
Hopefully a few aha moments, too.
Yeah, hopefully. So let's start right at the foundation, the crucial role these tires play. Job safety, overall efficiency, even the sheer longevity of the equipment itself.
It all connects back.
It really does. And here's where it gets really interesting, because not all forklift tires are created equal, are they? Choosing the right one can make all the difference. Our sources point towards typically four main types.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the choice of tire is directly linked to the environment it operates in.
Okay.
And the specific demands placed upon it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding these differences is really paramount because it directly impacts optimal performance, operator comfort, and, like we said, most importantly, safety.
So each design is sort of a response to a challenge.
Precisely. Each design is a response to a particular challenge, and recognizing that why behind it is key to making informed decisions.
Now, you might have heard some confusing terms out there, things like solid, resilient tires, or even solid pneumatic tires.
Yeah, that comes up.
So just to clarify, solid, resilient tires, that's often just another way of saying what we're about to call solid forklift tires.
Right.
Really emphasizing their toughness.
Right. And those solid pneumatic tires, that usually refers to tires that are shaped like pneumatic ones, but they've been filled with a solid material. It's sort of a hybrid approach we can touch on.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's roll into the first type then. Solid forklift tires. These are kind of the unyielding workhorses of the industry, you could say.
Definitely.
Imagine a tire made entirely of durable rubber. No air inside, just pure, tough material.
Exactly. Their construction makes them ideal for those rougher work conditions, especially where sharp debris is a constant threat.
Like recycling centers.
Yeah, think recycling facilities or machine shops where you might find metal shards scattered around. The key advantage, they are incredibly puncture resistant.
Ah, so no flats.
You're not dealing with flats with these. That eliminates the whole category of costly downtime right there.
But that toughness, it comes at a cost, doesn't it? Because they're solid, they're not exactly known for a smooth ride.
No, not at all. They can be pretty hard on the operator, ergonomically speaking. It makes for a bumpy experience.
Our sources actually suggested that the increased vibrations from these solid tires can lead to something like a 30-40% higher rate of musculoskeletal complaints in operators.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah, especially over long shifts. It impacts morale, productivity, and they're definitely not the best choice for terrain that's got a pitch or is uneven.
Right. They need flat, relatively smooth surfaces to perform best.
Okay, so if solid tires are all about sheer toughness, what about when, say, operator comfort or maybe outdoor versatility is more important?
Well, that brings us nicely to pneumatic forklift tires.
Right. These are probably what most people picture when they think of a tire.
Right.
Similar to car tires.
Exactly. They typically require air. They need an inner tube and usually a tire flap to keep that air securely trapped inside.
And the benefits.
They're significant, especially when you get into larger equipment. The air-filled ones offer much better cushioning for operators.
Ah, so less vibration.
Much less. It's a huge plus during long shifts. Really reduces strain compared to solid tires, particularly on those bigger machines. They also tend to have a wider profile.
For stability.
For better stability and traction, yeah. Usually thanks to a deep tread pattern. This makes them very versatile. You can use them both indoors and outdoors.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier this idea of solid pneumatics.
Right. So while traditionally they're air-filled, you do sometimes find what people call solid pneumatics. They keep the shape of an air tire, but they're filled with something dense, like foam or solid rubber.
So you get puncture resistance.
You get the puncture resistance, but you do sacrifice some of that cushioning, and they add quite a bit of weight to the machine.
Okay, so that cushioning and versatility sound great for the air-filled ones, but what's the catch there?
Well, as you'd guess, being air-filled means they're simply not puncture resistant. A nail, a sharp rock.
And you've got a flat.
You've got a flat. And if they do get damaged, repairing them can take a bit longer. You've got to remove it, patch it, reinflate it.
Downtime again.
Exactly. That downtime can be a real headache. And those foam-filled versions we mentioned, while they solve the puncture problem, they bring back many of the same ergonomic drawbacks as the solid tires.
Right, the harsher ride. Okay, next up, let's talk about press-on bands, often called cushion forklift tires. These sound quite unique in how they're made.
They really are. They're manufactured with a thin layer of rubber compound that's bonded directly onto a steel band.
No air involved.
No compressed air at all. Instead, specialized equipment is used to literally press the rubber onto the wheel hub. And interestingly, they're generally less expensive to produce initially.
And where they work best.
Their ideal environment is smooth indoor surfaces. Think warehouses with polished concave floors.
Okay.
They're particularly suitable for lighter lifting duties, often found on electric forklifts or smaller internal combustion ones. And another plus is they tend to offer a longer service lifespan under these controlled conditions.
But there's a nuance there, isn't there, about the initial cost versus long term.
Yes, that's a key insight. While they might be cheaper up front, the very rigid nature of these press-on bands means any tiny imperfection in the warehouse floor.
Like a crack or a bump.
Exactly. It transmits stress directly to the forklift's chassis. This can potentially accelerate wear on other, much more expensive components, axles, bearings.
Ah, so those initial savings can get wiped out pretty quickly by other repair bills.
Potentially, yeah. It's something you really need to factor in.
And even though they're great indoors, they have limits, right? What are their vulnerabilities?
Well, they can tear if they're subjected to sharp impacts, and because of that bonded construction, instant repair is on site. Often not really an option, again, leading to delays.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Finally, then, the fourth type, bonded or polyurethane forklift tires. These are pretty popular, apparently, because with proper use and maintenance, they tend to last longer than both the pneumatic and the cushion types.
That's generally true, yes.
And they often have little or no tread, which seems counterintuitive.
It does seem that way at first, but these are primarily designed for very specific conditions. Clean indoor warehouse situations with really smooth surface flooring.
Okay.
One of their true standout benefits, setting them apart, is their unique chemical burn resistance.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it makes them perfect for environments where you might have chemical seepage or spills on the floor. Think certain manufacturing plants or chemical storage areas.
And they're optimized for carrying capacity, too.
They are. They allow forklifts, especially smaller electric ones like reach trucks or order pickers, to handle heavier loads within a compact footprint.
So, if they're optimized for carrying capacity and that chemical resistance, does that mean they're inherently heavier? And, what does that do to things like battery life for electric forklifts or maybe fuel efficiency for the IC models?
That's a really good question. They are denser, yes, and therefore heavier than, say, an air-filled pneumatic tire of the same size. But the primary optimization is really about the load itself, letting the forklift handle more weight safely in smaller dimensions.
Okay.
The trade-off you mentioned regarding energy consumption, it's definitely a consideration. It's real. But often it's outweighed by their unique load-carrying abilities and that chemical resistance in the specific applications where they shine.
But you need the right application.
Absolutely. And what's crucial to remember, and we see this sometimes, is that while they're durable against chemicals, operations might misuse them. They think durable means invincible, even against sharp debris.
Leading to damage.
Oui. Exactly. Leading to those embedded bits of metal or glass, causing the chunking you mentioned earlier, it's a common pitfall using them outside their ideal zone.
And that lack of cushioning, similar to the solid tires, means they can be hard on the operator too, right? A rougher ride.
Definitely. Less comfort compared to pneumatics. And yes, while tough against chemicals, the material itself can be vulnerable to sharp debris getting embedded, which eventually causes damage, chunking, and failure.
Okay, so those are the main four. But, while most forklift operations happen in warehouses or distribution centers, There are definitely niche applications where standard tires just won't cut it.
Absolutely. That's where we move beyond the foundational four into what you might call specialty tires.
What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, the reports highlight a few pretty unique types. First, there's fiberglass.
Fiberglass tires.
Yeah, highly specialized, designed for high heat environments where rubber, with its relatively low melting point, would just fail. Think foundries or certain processing plants. Fiberglass has a much higher heat resistance.
Okay, makes sense.
Then you have anti-static forklift tires. These are absolutely crucial for highly volatile industries, places handling combustible materials, explosive products.
Right, where a static spark could be catastrophic.
Precisely. These tires produce virtually no static discharge, preventing those danger sparks. And then for cold, icy conditions, there are walnut cold-prepped winter lift truck tires.
Walnut, like the nut.
Exactly. It's a fascinating innovation. They actually use crushed walnut shells embedded in the rubber compound as a gripping component for icy surfaces and inside freezers.
Wow.
It significantly enhances traction and safety in those slippery environments.
Walnut shells for grip. That's genuinely resourceful. But here's a really crucial caveat that our sources, well, they really hammer this home. Mm-hmm. Once you commit to one type, they're not interchangeable.
That's fundamental.
You can't just decide to swap out a solid tire for a pneumatic one on the same forklift and expect everything to work safely or efficiently. The machine is often designed around a specific tire type.
The geometry, the clearances, the load ratings, it's all interconnected.
Which just underscores the absolute importance of getting expert consultation when you're choosing tires or if you're thinking about changing types.
Definitely. Don't guess.
And this raises an important question for you listening out there. Thinking about your own operations, have you ever really considered if your current tires are truly optimized for your specific conditions? Because as we're seeing, the wrong choice can have significant repercussions.
Huge repercussions, yeah. Both in safety and in cost.
Speaking of repercussions, let's transition now to the critical topic of maintenance. This links directly back to safety and cost, doesn't it?
Inextricably linked.
Our sources cite a pretty sobering statistic. Something like 1,300 staff seriously injured annually in the UK alone in what are often highly preventable accidents. Poor tire maintenance can absolutely be a contributing factor.
It really can. We actually heard from one listener who joked after they finally switched tire types that his operators felt like they were off-roading even on a smooth warehouse floor before the change.
Wow. Just goes to show.
It really highlights how much impact that tire choice and condition has on the daily experience and potential hazards.
And this raises an important question. How much is poor maintenance truly costing businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Not just in obvious repair bills and lost productivity.
But in human impact, yeah. From a practical standpoint, the general advice is clear. Schedule regular tire maintenance checks. Make it part of your routine.
Like daily checks.
Ideally, yes. Pre-shift checks by the operator, plus more thorough scheduled maintenance. And the key is to replace defective tires before they cause repeated drag on the forklift's other components, or result in damaged goods, or, far worse, lead to injured workers.
Okay, let's get specific then, because each tire type has its own sort of telltale signs of wear and tear, right?
They do.
So for cushion tires, those press-on bands, what are we looking for?
You're looking for wear that's gone beyond, or is right at, the 50% wear line often marked on the side. Also look for chunking, where actual pieces of the tire are breaking off. Tearing, usually from impacts, or developing flat areas, which could indicate the wheels are misaligned, or maybe the operator is doing excessive sharp braking.
Okay. And with pneumatic tires, the air-filled ones?
Keep an eye out for bald patches. Check the main contact surface, but also the inside and outside edges. Uneven wear points to problems.
Like alignment or pressure?
Exactly. Always check the recommended pressure ranges. Under or over inflation seriously affects performance, handling, and the tire's lifespan. And critically, if you see any internal cord showing through or fraying from cuts or damage, that tire needs replacing immediately.
Is there a minimum tread depth?
Yeah. The Forklift Truck Association, for example, recommends a minimum of 1.6 millimeters of tread depth over the majority of the tire surface. Similar to car tires, really.
Okay. What about solid tires? How do they show wear given no air or tread depth in the same way?
Right. Due to their distinct construction, wear is primarily shown through their physical dimensions shrinking. You can often ride these tires right down to the wear line that's usually molded onto the sidewall.
As long as there's no other damage.
Exactly. Provided there's no other significant damage present, like major chunking or tearing from impacts.
Got it. And finally, those polyurethane tires. They're robust, but not indestructible.
No, definitely not. They have their vulnerabilities too. Overloading the forklift can actually lead to cracking appearing on the side of the wheel.
Ouch.
Surface tears can appear, often from the stress and force of moving heavy loads around tight corners. Chunking can happen too, excessive turning, sharp braking, impacts against racking.
All the usual suspects.
Pretty much. And there's a particularly dangerous issue called meltdown.
Meltdown, what's that?
It's caused by excessive internal heat building up inside the tire, usually from prolonged overspeeding or consistent overloading. The polyurethane literally starts to break down.
That sounds serious.
It's a very serious sign of distress. It means the tire's structural integrity is compromised, and it's a major failure risk. Needs immediate attention.
Okay, this really highlights the importance of checks. And it leads us to a critical discussion, I think, about the allure of, you know, bargain or maybe refurbished tires.
Yes, the temptation to save money up front.
Exactly. It's tempting, right? But the reports we looked at explain pretty clearly why cheap tires often end up costing way more in the long run.
They really do. It's often false economy.
You don't just see accelerated wear on your warehouse floor, which is costly enough to repair.
But it translates directly into increased labor costs because things move slower, more carefully perhaps, and definitely more downtime for tire changes or related repairs.
And crucially, it poses significant health risks to employees, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Worn out tires, tires that aren't cushioning properly, they transfer all that wear and tear back onto the forklift itself, the transmission, the axles.
And the operator.
And the operator. They're forced to absorb as much as, get this, 84% of the shock when maneuvering over even slightly rough terrain or obstacles.
84%. That's huge.
Imagine that impact, day after day, over an 8-hour shift. It's a significant burden on the human body. So what's fascinating here is that the initial saving often just pales in comparison to these hidden costs.
Costs hitting the equipment, the efficiency, and the very people operating it.
Precisely.
That statistic on shock absorption, 84%, it really puts those hidden costs into sharp perspective.
Wow. Okay, let's pivot slightly and address some practical FAQs. Things that naturally come up when talking about tires. First off, tire storage.
Yeah, important if you keep spares.
How do you make sure they last? Simple things, really. Keep spare forklift tires away from direct sunlight and sources of heat UV and heat degrade rubber over time, causing cracking.
Okay.
Also, keep them away from chemicals like petrol, oil, grease, and other toxic agents that can deteriorate the rubber compound. And believe it or not, proper storage in a secure area can even help prevent theft.
Good point. Okay, next. Can you replace forklift tires yourself? Is it a DIY job?
The easy answer is sometimes. If you genuinely have the right knowledge, the specialized tools, especially for press-on types, and you understand the safety procedures, maybe.
Correct.
But honestly, hiring a qualified service professional often saves time and money in the long run. They have the right gear, they do it safely and efficiently. Plus, they can often spot other underlying issues while they're there.
Like the misalignment causing that uneven wear.
Exactly. Things that might be contributing to the tire wear in the first place, spotting that early can save you much more expensive future repairs down the line.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, how often should you replace them? Is there a simple rule?
Well, a general rule of thumb you sometimes hear to gauge wear for many tire types is when there's less than about 1 inch from the top of the lettering imprinted on the tire sidewall.
Down to the top of the remaining tread or tire surface.
Right, but that's very general. You should always consult your specific forklift's operating manual and ideally get advice from a service professional. It really can vary significantly by tire type, the brand, the application.
So rely on the experts and the manual, not just a rough guess.
Definitely the safer bet.
Okay. And what about tread pattern? Does a deeper tread always mean a better quality tire?
Not necessarily, no. It's a common misconception. While wear on a tire is obviously visible in the tread reducing, the purpose of the pattern and its initial depth isn't always a direct sign of overall quality or remaining life.
How so?
Well, some tires, like many polyurethane ones, are designed with very little or no tread for specific smooth surface applications. Others might have a deep, aggressive tread designed for specific purposes like maximum traction or perhaps handling characteristics, reducing road noise, or promoting even wear.
So the pattern serves a function beyond just wear indication.
Exactly. What is certain, though, is that bald tires where the intended tread is completely worn away are definitely unsafe and need immediate replacement, regardless of type.
Okay, clear enough. Finally, how do you know what size tire your forklift actually needs if you need to order replacements?
The easiest way is usually to just look at the sidewall of the tire that's currently fitted. Manufacturers almost always print this information, the dimensions, load ratings, type right there alongside the brand name.
And if it's worn off or unreadable?
Then you'll need to do a few simple measurements. Usually, you need the overall outside diameter of the tire, the width of the steel band section for press-on types, and the inside diameter where it fits onto the hub.
Best to be accurate.
Absolutely critical to get it right. Again, your operating manual or your service team can provide solid advice here to make sure you order the correct size and specification.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground, from types to maintenance to sizing. So what does this all mean? What's the big takeaway?
Well, I think it means that thinking about your forklift tires having a solid set, correctly chosen for the job, and well-maintained, it isn't just a minor detail. It's actually a strategic choice for your entire operation.
Right, because the overall benefits become really clear when you look at it that way.
Exactly. You get smoother handling, which improves safety and operator confidence. You often get a more efficient turning radius, boosting speed and safety in tight spaces.
Increased stability, especially with loads.
Increased stability, maximized overall performance from the machine, and often even improved fuel efficiency or battery life. It's truly an investment that pays dividends right across the board.
It's not just about keeping the forklift rolling. It's about optimizing everything it does.
Precisely. If we connect this back to the bigger picture, the lifespan and performance of your entire forklift fleet, and crucially, the safety and well-being of your team, it really begins right there, at that point of contact with the ground.
It makes you look beyond just the initial purchase price of the tire, doesn't it?
It forces you to, or it should. You need to see the profound, ongoing impact of these components on your operational success and your overall safety culture.
And with that thought, we'll wrap up another deep dive.
Thank you so much for joining us on this exploration of, believe it or not, the fascinating world of forklift tires. It is surprisingly interesting when you get into it.
It really is. We hope you've gained some truly valuable insights today, things you can maybe apply or think about in your own context. So as you go about your week, whether you're actually working with these powerful machines or perhaps just observing the industrial world around you, maybe consider this. Are the tires you're relying on or that others are relying on around you truly equipped for the road or, more likely, the warehouse floor ahead?
It's definitely a question worth pondering.
It really is, because as we've seen today, the right tire, properly maintained, can genuinely be the difference between smooth sailing and, well, a bumpy, potentially very costly ride. It impacts everything from productivity right down to the well-being of your team. Thanks for tuning in.